We are up to now Os Yud Beis. So this is a longer piece here. So I'm going to try to stick to just the bold, and I'll explain outside the in-betweens. So here Reb Tzadok is talking about the Zman of Kriyat Shema, which we've been talking a lot about. And the Zman of Kriyat Shema depends on when the Kohanim eat Truma. Eating of Truma, the Kohen becomes Tameh, he's not allowed to eat Truma. But when he goes to the Mikvah, and then after Harav Shemesh, after sunset, so now he's considered completely Tahor, and the Kohen is allowed to go ahead and eat Truma. That's the Zman that one recites Shema. So he explains now something very, very nice. He says, B'tshuva yesh shnei inyanim. When it comes to tshuva, there are two elements. There's lahaba, there's fixing the future, or how to be better moving forward, and there's tikkun ha'avar, the fixing the past. V'zeo taima shetzarech beizdvar, tara, and that's why you need two things when it comes to the tara process. What that means is, lahaba, and moving forward, he says that, you need two things. Echad, one is for tara, which is al-lahaba. The tara is moving forward. To be pure, moving forward, forgetting about the past, but just moving forward, focusing on what I could accomplish. That's the tara. And that's b'mi hadas. Mi hadas is a reference to hu ha-Torah, person who learns. The learning is as a cleansing process. It's the tavlin. It's the way of dealing and spicing and dealing with the Yetzirah. U'matzli me'averis l'haba, and Torah protects you moving forward. So the Torah is very forward-thinking. The Torah is the tshuva of the future. Shema'ur machzi l'mutav, the everything, because the light of the Torah, it returns us back to good. K'mo shamur b'medrash, reish eicha, the medrash tells the beginning of eicha, that the Tarasi Shamaru, that my Torah protects me. It protects me moving forward. It's Lahaba. U'kemo shamu b'tana d'be'elyo. T'bana d'be'elyo teaches us in the Medrash as well. She'atshuva, how do you do tshuva? Lama daf achas, yomo d'beiz daf. If you're used to learning one daf a day, so now you should up your game and learn two daf a day. If you're accustomed to learning two daf a day, so then you should learn three daf a day. We see from here that Torah certainly is very paramount when it comes to tshuva. And in particular, it's the focus of the tshuva in the future. Latara is lahaba. Kapara, on the other hand, kapara, he says, the second element, that's hu lesakin ha'avar. Kapara is fixing the past, the avers I've done in the past. U lechaper chet, and to fix the sins. V'hu aide karban. By bringing a karban, the karban's a kapara on the past. Torah is the future. Karban, and we know dugmaso tefila. Tefila is a type of karban. Oh, tainus v'tzedakah, any type of mesiras nefesh, me fasting, me giving my money, all these are a carbon, a sacrifice of fixing what was done. Torah, however, is labah. So it comes to this, v'kayim olam, we assume, kapara lo ma'keves, that kapara does not protect the tshuva, does not prevent tshuva from taking place. Tshuva does not require kapara. You could do tshuva without having brought a carbon, without having daven, without having to give tzedakah. How? How do we know this? Because afilu hihur belibo, hareiz et tzadik gamar. Famous Gemara in Kedushin. A guy says that he's going to be a tzadik, I'll marry him and ask him a tzadik. The guy's not a tzadik, as a Russia. But still, the Kedushin's good because if I'm mahar belibo, if I think about it, if I consider being a tzadik, that thought makes me a tzadik. What do you mean? I didn't bring a kapara, I didn't daven, I didn't give tzedakah, I didn't bring a karban. Yet we see a person who focuses on the future, you don't need to fix the past. Kapara is about the past. But you could still be a tzaddik moving forward, even though I've got a very blemished past. V'hazehu, it's a little bit complicated now, he says it follows. That's what it means. V'zehu, rak l'tshuma. When it comes to tshuma, eating tshuma, there's eating tshuma that eat kachim. Tshuma, the Kohen eats tshuma, and the Kohen can also eat kachim. To eat tshuma, all you have to do is as follows. Hamur minachol, a tshuma which is where you take chol and you create kedusha from chol. If I have crops growing, I could create tshuma. Lios al kopanim begeder tzaddik. So to eat tshuma, all I need to do is be a tzaddik. I don't need to be that great. I could think about being a tzaddik and that can make me into a tzaddik. I'm allowed to go ahead and eat tshuma. However, when it comes to avala kodshim, when it comes to eating karbanos, which is a much higher level than tshuma, then it's not enough to just learn Torah to think about the future. You also have to fix the past to eat kadshim. So he says, harot l'skadesh, you want to sanctify yourself, you want to elevate yourself, ulios kadosh, tzarech gam kein lirape es hakodem, you have to fix the past. So again, The future, fixing the future, is Torah. Fixing the past is tefillah. To eat truma, all you need to do is learn Torah. More Torah, you're good enough, you're tzadik gamur to eat truma. Kachim, which is even higher level, not only do I need to fix the future through Torah, but I also need to fix the past through kapara, through karban, and through tefillah and tzedakah. So he says, so that's the difference between truma versus kachim. So shema, why do I say shema based on truma? Why don't I wait for kachim? Why is truma the driving force for saying shema? So says Reb Tzadok, v'tali zman kabbalas al mulcha shemaim b'tshuma. When the zman of saying shema at nighttime, it's dependent on when I eat truma. Not when I eat kachim, when I eat truma. Why? The kapara lo ma'akev, the kabbalas al mulcha shemaim. For me to say shema, for me to be makabal Hashem as the melech, I don't need a kapara. I don't need to fix the past. I just need to learn Torah to fix the future. That's enough. Because kriyas shema, as we know, is the hainu Torah. That if I want to learn every single day, by me saying Shema in the morning once and Shema at night time, that fulfills my obligation of Limra Torah. So Shema is, to a certain extent, it's a type of Limra Torah. So he said, if I'm thinking about just moving ahead, not fixing the past, just moving ahead, I need to learn Torah. Kriya Shema is a type of learning Torah, and that's connected to Truma, which again is about forward thinking. Kachim is fixing the past. It's a higher level. We're not in the world of Kachim. We're in the world of Torah, in the world of Truma. He says, Ula Rasha Amar Lakim Alacha Lasaper Chukai. When it comes to Rasha, so what good is it to talk about Sharasha Masava Mosav Baklipa? He says, when a person, I'm not sure exactly how he teaches this exactly, but somehow about what good are the actions of the past, focus on the future. However, Aval, he says, Miyad Shinitar Al Halahaba. The moment you think about the future, I want to be a better person today. How raises Tadda Gummer? Yes, I've done many bad things in the past. I've said this, I've done that, but I want to be a better person. That makes you into Tadda Gummer. And that's enough. V'yachal Kabbal Ol Mukhashmaim. By me saying I want to be a Tzaddik, I'm ready to receive Hashem as the king and say Shema. Rock, there's one thing I need to do though. After going to the mikvah, I need to wait He'erev Shemesh. I need to wait for the sun to set. I went to the mikvah. I already took upon myself to be a better person. Sun needs to set. Why? And this is very interesting. It's actually a different pshat to what I said this past Shabbos about what it means to be Shinu Hashem. He gives another pshat. It says, Dahainu, she'over yomo, the day needs to be over, she'ya tameh. Today was tameh. Right? I went to the mikvah at 10 o'clock in the morning, let's say. Before 10, I was still tameh. I was still contaminated. I went to the mikvah. I'm now tahor. But that day is partially tameh because I wasn't completely tahor. I need for a new day to come in, so that day is completely tahor, and therefore he says zehu shinoi hashem, shinoi zman rather, the change of time. Adas shkosav Rambam is shinoi hashem. When the Rambam writes, you have to change your name based on the Gemara we discussed on Shabbos. That one of the ways to do tshuva is shinoi hashem, changing your name. We said we don't change our names. My name's the same name it's been always. Yonatan ben Yamin. It's never changed. So we suggested on Shabbos, what it means is to earn yourself to be a Baal Chesed, to be Baal Tzedak, to be Baal Ben Torah, to earn another name, a reputation that people call you by. That's what the suggestion we made on Shabbos. Here, he says no. What it means is every time there's a new day, that means you're a new person. So the day's over, Tuesday's over now. I was bad in the morning, but now I'm better. I went to the mikvah, sunset, it's now Tuesday night. It's into Wednesday, it's a new Zman, which means I'm a new person. That's what Shinu Hashem means. I don't need to do anything. I just need to go to the mikvah. And then the new Zman brings on a new name. Kolomar, Eini Omid Achshav Be'osa Zman. I'm not in that same moment I was beforehand. Ugvul Ke'esh and Itmesi. When I did the things I did wrong, I'm not in the same Zman. The sun has set. It's a new day. Turned over a new leaf. And now I'm a new person. I've earned myself a new shame. Kiyahu Yoma, the Kagarim, because that day, Shebechol Yom HaAdam Omer Binin Acher. Every day, I have a new mission. Every day, I've got a new tafkid. And when the sun sets, that means I could start fresh, I could be tahor, and now I could say Shema, because I'm moving forward as a Tzadik Gamur. The Shimshim Me'ela Arva, the sun, set automatically. Ayde Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu lets the sun set. Ki Omale Kadosh Baruch Hu Ozro, the only way we can be better people is if Hashem helps us out. We can't do this on our own. We want to. We have to have an interest. We have to have a cheshup. We have to have a desire. But it's impossible to fight against the Yetzer Hara without Hashem. So we say, I'm going to the mikvah. That's my effort. And of course, being makabel to do better. Hashem does his part. He lets the sun set. That makes a new day come in. That gives us a new name. And now we have a fresh start to be better people. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.